Good morning and welcome to the Public Affairs Program. My name is Renee Swanson, and on the phone with me this morning, I have Lauren Durbin from the Lead Center for Performing Arts out of Lincoln. I talk to you once a month, and I can't wait to find out what's happening at the Lead. What's coming up?
It is a busy, busy month. March is jam-packed with events, kicking off with The Music Man, the beloved Broadway classic. It'll be at the Lead Center for 5 performances. It is all the joy and nostalgia and music that you remember, 76 trombones until there was you and you got trouble and all those songs. And one thing I have learned, since we have been promoting that The Music Man is coming, maybe it's because we're in the Midwest, but everybody has been in a production of Music Man at some point in their lives. Aww. Everybody comes up to us saying, you know, when I was in high school, I was the mayor. When I was in middle school, I was in the teen ensemble. Everybody.
I love that. That is so cool.
Yeah, so many people have a personal connection to this show, and it is a beautiful, just gorgeous new production, and that's at the Lead Center for 5 performances right at the beginning of March, March 5th through 8th. And then we have a very different kind of theatrical production. This one is part of a rolling world premiere. The National New Play Network picks a show every year and then premieres it at a couple of different theaters across the country, and this year, Angel Theater Company, which is based out of Lincoln, is part of that. And it is a brand new play called The Rocket Men, which will be in our Carson Theater, March 12th through 22nd. And that is about the men who founded NASA and landed us on the moon and their histories. As it turns out, those men were from Germany. Many of them had very questionable Nazi pasts. And the U.S. government brought them over very quietly after World War II because they wanted to use their expertise so that the Russians didn't hire them away because we were in the space race. Oh, yeah. And so it's this fascinating play about the history behind all of that. And that is in our smaller theater, our Black Box Theater, March 12th through 22nd. And then we are just switching gears all over the place because right after that, the ultimate Beatles tribute, the Fab Four, is coming to the Lead Center. They have come before. They are a huge fan favorite. They do like note for note, record perfect interpretations, recreations of all the Beatles classics. And one kind of fun fact that I think is so interesting about them is that they never use any technology on stage that would not have existed at the time that particular song was recorded or performed.
Oh, wow.
So the microphones, everything is accurate to the time, all of which in service to it sounding like it would have sounded if you were seeing George, Paul, John, and Ringo live in whatever it was, 62, 60, all the different years they would have performed all of the Beatles classics. And it is a really, really fun concert, kind of reliving that era.
You know, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to overtalk
you there. No, March 14th. That was all I was going to say. Go ahead.
You know, when you were, you know, making me visualize this whole thing, all I could picture was the Ed Sullivan Show on black and white and showing the Beatles. And all that old equipment. I kind of visualize that's how that's going to be. How cool.
Yes, absolutely. The British invasion, right?
Yes. All right. Sorry about that, Laura. Go ahead.
No. just after that, March 19th, Stars of American Ballet is coming to the Lead Center. And ooh, if you love classical dance, if you love ballet, if you have daughters or granddaughters that are taking dance, this is such a wonderful thing to be part of, to introduce them to, because this is a collection of very famous dance pieces done by principal and soloist dancers almost exclusively from the New York City Ballet Company. And they bring them in, they have live instrumentalists for most of them, and they are these very famous pieces done by some of the top dancers working today with the New York City Ballet. And it's very accessible. You don't have to like have a history with ballet to understand it, but it's just beautiful, beautiful, powerful dancing. And so that is Thursday, March 19th, is Stars of American Ballet. And then sticking with dancing, March 22nd, Dirty Dancing in concert.
No!
Yes. Yes, this is one of those live-to-film concerts, which means on our gigantic screen, you get the entire movie of Dirty Dancing, but with a live band and vocalists on stage performing all of the music live.
No.
In time to the movie, yes.
I've got to tell my friends about this. We've all seen Dirty Dancing hundreds of times. I just love that. That's gonna. When is that again?
Absolutely. That is Sunday, March 22nd at 7 p.m. Oh. And yes, you get the whole movie and all the music live. So if you're a Dirty Dancing fan, this really is just a must-see and a new way to kind of experience that movie that everybody loves so much.
Oh, yes. Yeah, it's definitely one of the tops. Go ahead. I'm sorry.
And then capping off March, March 26th, the Philadelphia Orchestra is returning to the Lead Center. And the Philadelphia Orchestra is one of the big five American orchestras, meaning they are one of the top orchestras in the world. They have been to the Lead Center three times in our almost 40-year history, and we are so excited to have them back, especially because this time they are under the baton of a guest conductor. Her name is Maren Alsop, and she is special because, and I didn't even realize this was a thing, but when Maren Alsop was a little girl, all she wanted to be was a conductor. She got to see Leonard Bernstein conduct at Carnegie Hall, and she started telling her teachers she wanted to be a conductor. And they said, no, there's never been a woman who's headed an American orchestra. And that was absolutely true at the time. They said she would have had an easier time being a four-star general in the military back then in the 70s than she would have been becoming a conductor. Well, Maren Alsop grew up to be the first woman to serve as the head of a major orchestra in the United States, in South America, in Austria, and in Great Britain. She is spectacular, and she is heading the Philadelphia Orchestra at the Lead Center on Thursday, March 22nd.
I love that story about her. I mean, go ahead and tell me no. Tell me I can't do something. Let me show you. And
absolutely.
She did
that,
it.
That is what she did. And she ended up training with Leonard Bernstein when she was in her 20s, which is amazing. Like,
I have goosebumps.
That in and of itself is amazing.
Oh, my gosh.
So, yeah, so much coming up. And I should mention before I let you go that we are just about to announce our 26-27 Broadway season. That's on March 1st, actually. We will be able to share that with you coming up this week. But look out for that because we have another spectacular Broadway season that we will be launching for 26-27.
I can't wait. It's always great to hear what's going on at the Lead. And thank goodness we have our Lead. I mean, my goodness, the music, man, and everything that's coming up. Yeah, we need to get down to the Lead, folks, okay? All right.
Just down I-80. Lincoln is closer than you think. We're just off I-80, so it's not a long drive.
You know what? And it's so nice, Lauren. Every time that I've gone, we go and have dinner or something. It's like it's a grown-up night out. Or even when I went and saw The Christmas Story.
Sure.
It was great. I mean, kids were there. It was amazing. Every seat's filled. You gotta love the Lead.
It's thank you, Renee. We appreciate your support so much.
There isn't a bad seat in the house, that's for sure. Well, Lauren, it's been a pleasure talking to you, and we'll be calling you next month to find out what's happening to the Lead, and I hope you have a great rest of your day.
Thank you. All the information, leadcenter.org, LIED.
Perfect. I love it. All right. And to our listeners, thanks for tuning into the Public Affairs program. Have a great rest of your day.